There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know some of you guys are looking around going, wait, really? Is that where I am? How the hell did I get here? Well, yes, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So watch your step. Sometimes we step in it a lot. Actually, we step in it a lot. I kind of stepped in it last night. I didn't even mean to. I was really behaving myself. My kid was playing lacrosse. It was one of the JV lacrosse games. And I told you guys how the parents are at the lacrosse games, okay? Now, my kid played soccer for a little bit. He played baseball for a little bit. So I know parents get rowdy. But apparently we got a little too ridiculous yesterday. Now, I behaved myself. I was playing my Candy Crush. When my kid doesn't play, I root everybody else and I watch. But I do start getting a little bored. And I'm like, you know, gosh, I've been on this Candy Crush level for so long. I never get a chance to play because I have to prep for my show and I have to do my show and see patients. So this is a great time to work on my Candy Crush. Well, while I'm doing that, do you have the parents screaming at the kids, at their kids? Jack, do this. Bob, do this. Robert, do this. And they are screaming, watch 52, watch 52, 52 is going. Who's on 52? Who's on 52? All right, so they're screaming, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, the ref comes over to us, one of the refs, and he starts yelling at us. You know, shut up, you're being rude. And I was like, what was that? Well, apparently people were saying that the calls were bad. I guess whenever the ref would make a call against our team, some of the parents would be like, what? Why? You know, that kind of stuff. So I'm laughing my butt off because I think it's funny. I love seeing parents really get into it for their kids. And I think it's even funnier to see parents embarrass their kids. I think it is. I just love watching that. So you see the kids kind of look at the parents. The parents are like, what? No. What? You know, the kids are like, look, we're just playing the game. You know, and the parents are sitting there, you know, rolling on the ground in distress. So one of the refs comes over to us and just starts, you know, yelling at us and ripping us a new one. Now, when I was in school, I always had a nervous laugh that would get me really, really, really in trouble a lot. So as soon as he started yelling, I immediately slunk into my chair and I covered my mouth with my shirt and was giggling, okay? Because I was nervous. I was getting yelled at. And it was really weird, okay? I used to get in trouble a lot in school because I know you guys think I was a dork in school. Probably right, but I was a class clown. So I would always make jokes or et cetera. And then when I would get in trouble, I would get chewed out and then I would be giggling, et cetera. So unfortunately, I've just kind of been, traumatized. Maybe I have some post-traumatic stress disorder from that. So I'm sitting in between my kid and another kid and immediately we start getting in trouble. And what was so weird, you know, from a psychological standpoint, is I turn to the other kid, because now he's taller than me, because I'm slunk down in my chair, and I'm giggling, and I look at him, and I go, check that out. The grown-ups are more in trouble than we are. And here I am talking to this other kid, like I reverted back to my adolescence. Now, the other kid was thinking, yeah, I know, you know, we're the cool ones. And mind you, I'm in my 40s, and I'm like, okay, wait a second. What is going on here? I'm already reverting back to my childhood just by getting ripped the new one by the ref. All right, so anyway, the ref yells at us. Some of the other parents are telling the other parents to shut up, and there's almost a fight. Again, I'm giggling, either because of nervous laughter or because I think it's really damn funny. Finally, I lose another Candy Crush game, so I start to cuss. And I didn't want the ref thinking it was me. So, you know, I was like, sorry. But somebody on the other team ripped the ref a new one, and he goes, you know what? We're done. So he calls the game in the third quarter, just says, we're done. Game's over. Now, my kid's team was ahead, so I was like, good, because I want to get home. I need to watch Turn. I had taped it the other night, and I didn't get to see it because I was watching Game of Thrones. So I was like, great, we could go home and I could see Turn. Awesome. All of a sudden, I turn around, and I look on the field, and one of the other refs is rolling on the ground, clutching his chest. So I start booking it over. They're like, Dr. Dolly's here, Dr. Dolly's here, go. Now, you know, my bra was not the most supportive. And so, you know, the puppies were just really flying all over the place. I'd like to think I looked like Bo Derek running all over, you know, over to him, but it really wasn't. It was pretty, I was looking more like Rasputia. But anyway, I get over to him, and I'm getting ready to, you know, I'm like, look, call 911, we have a possible heart attack. And he's like, no, I was assaulted. And I'm like, I swear to God, I didn't touch you. He's like, no, I just got hit in the chest. Apparently one of the other kids came over to this coach and rammed him right in the chest. So now I have a guy with chest wall trauma in the middle of the field. My son is now slithering back behind other kids, so, you know, nobody knows that I'm his mama, because apparently he's embarrassed that I had to run, you know, in a uniboob bra across the field. So my son's embarrassed. I want to go home and see Turn. I got some guy with chest trauma there. Meanwhile, I'm still stuck on this Candy Crush level. It was a rough day. So he didn't want me to call the police, but he had one of the other parents call, or no, he didn't want me to call an ambulance. I'm like, let me get you an ambulance, okay, if you have chest trauma. He's like, no, let me get up. I need to call the police. So he calls the police, and I'm like, I'm not going to wait 30 minutes for the police. Now, mind you, I love Las Vegas Metro. These guys rock, but I have to admit, you know, every time I've had to call them for certain things, you know, office getting broken into, the guy that walked into our, you know, waiting room saying he wanted to spray bullets, you know, anytime something like that happened, it could sometimes take a good 20, 30 minutes. Within 60 seconds, there was a motorcycle cop, two black and whites, three cops on the scene, and then a police helicopter. So there's this police helicopter, right, up in the sky. We have this guy holding his chest saying he's assaulted. My Candy Crush is still blinking, you know, because of the bombs about to go off. And really? So anyway, that was my night last night. It was pretty exciting, and I can't wait for the next game. But if you guys thought football was exciting, or badminton, or swim, or tennis, you really got to go to a lacrosse game. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us, again, Twitter and Dr. Dahlia. See, I could just keep saying that as a loop. You guys are like, what? Huh? Huh? Suzanne Crowe. Partridge Family's tambourine player. Remember Partridge Family? Come on, get happy. And we all thought that was like a song about drugs. I used to watch the Partridge Family. Unfortunately, Susan Crowe has died at the age of 52. I believe she lived in Laughlin, Nevada. I know she lived in Nevada. Possibly Las Vegas, and she had worked at Office Max at some point. But she was the red-headed little girl who played the tambourine as part of the Partridge Family band. Died at age 52. For those of you that are going back, going, Partridge Family, what did I have for the Partridge Family? I had a Partridge Family lunchbox. I hated it. And then I asked for, I like the Cassidy Boys. Not the Cassidy Boys. I liked the Hardy Boys. So I asked my mom for a Hardy Boys, and she's like, no, you have to get a Nancy Drew because it's for girls. I go, but yeah, but the Hardy Boys are cuter. And my mom was like, no, you're too young to think boys are cute. I like, really? Anyway, no cause of death, according to the Las Vegas police, said she suffered a medical episode, and the cause of her death was not suspicious. David Cassidy, the one that got in trouble for all the DUIs, he became the main pop star. He was one that everybody seemed to love. Danny Bonaducci actually became very popular in reality TV. I met Danny Bonaducci on one of the cruises we did for the Dr. Dolly Show cruise. Really good guy. A real sweetheart. Absolute sweetheart. It's a shame to see, after the show ended, I think the show ended in 74. Then the music got on everybody's nerves, and I don't really ever know what happened to a lot of the kids. So I think she did a little bit of acting. Susan Day went on to L.A. Law. So Susan Day might have had, she was the oldest sister. She might have had more of a career than the other ones. I think what really, really hurt the Partridge Family was everybody liked the Brady Bunch so much that they didn't really want the Partridge Family. Now, the Partridge Family was smart because they had music, so you come up with a hit song, then you could have a hit TV show. But people were really into Peter going through puberty and Greg sleeping with the mother or whatever the heck, and Alice. Alice and her boyfriend talking about beef and steak and whatever, and steak going on eyes that are black eyes, and the Brady Bunch was a lot more fascinating. And then when Jan needed glasses, oh my gosh, the ratings just skyrocketed. So Partridge Family never really had the chance that they probably could have had, but they still did very well. But it's unfortunate. The 52-year-old youngest member of Partridge Family dies. Another death that we heard of yesterday was the Kingsman, Jack Eli, the one that sang Lua Lua. Right? We don't know what the words mean. Unfortunately, he died at age 77. His son confirmed his death yesterday, saying he died at home in Redmond, Oregon, after a long battle with an illness. The 1963 hit version of Luai Luai is probably such a confusing song. It actually was, I think, the source of an FBI investigation. Well, I think FBI was trying to figure out if it was supposed to be dirty. I think they looked at it for, 2 years? Because nobody could understand. And everybody knew the Luai Luai, but they had no idea what the rest meant. But see, here's the thing. Whoever wrote Luai Luai was brilliant in that, I've tried to write songs. I have. All right? And I've written songs. I have. I've probably written more songs than I think. But I don't know what to do for lyrics. And I don't know how to make things rhyme. And I wish I would have used the Luai Luai model where you just kind of slur some words together. Gosh, there's a lot of songs out there. Some of Cyndi Lauper songs, we don't know what they mean. And Moni Moni, I had no idea what Moni Moni was talking about. Something about I Want to Ride Your Pony, you could hear that. And, there's a song that I really don't know what the heck it means. I'll just have to, Google the lyrics. See, now you can Google the lyrics now. You actually have to have lyrics. Well, unfortunately, he passed away. The FBI had to look at that. That was where our money went to. And they were, here it is. Luai Luai, me gotta go. Luai Luai, me gotta go. A fine little girl, she wait for me. Me catch a ship across the sea. Again, not really grammatically correct, but that really takes the pressure off any of us songwriters. I sailed the ship all alone. I never think I'll make it home. 3 nights and days we sailed the sea. Me think of girl constantly. On the ship, I dream she there. I smell the rose in her hair. This is pretty poetic. I see Jamaica moon above. I won't be long. See me love. Me take her in my arms and then I tell her I never leave again. That's a real beautiful song. Wow. All right. Now romantic. Some of you have asked what my husband's and my song is, because we obviously seem like the most romantic couple. We're not. We really didn't have a song at the time. And then what we had to do was at the wedding, we had to come up with a song. So we were like in the car going, what the hell? You know, we got to come up with a song. You know, I wanted Hakuna Matata, or he wanted Baby Got Back. And then Smack My Blank Up, and you know my mother-in-law didn't like any of those songs at the time. So we were in the car, and there was Seal's Kiss from a Rose on the Grave. We were like, well, I mean, you know, that sounds good. So our wedding song is Kiss from a Rose on a Grave. Kiss from a Rose on the Grave. I don't even know the words to it. All right, so that was that. 1-877-DOCK-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDAI. Speaking of my husband and I not being that romantic, apparently there's optimum sex times that have been discovered by researchers. And they say there are certain magic moments for passion. And for men, it's 7:54 a.m., but for women, it's 11:21 p.m. Oh, hell no. I am asleep at that time. There's this new study, and they say that women most likely want to have sex between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. What? Men are far more inclined to be sexy before the midday, so like in the morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So that's why couples have a trouble maintaining a sexy, healthy lifestyle. No, I'm sorry, no. I like to sleep. You know, 10, 11 o'clock, I'm in bed. Leave me alone. I have to say for me, for those of you guys who would later find this relevant, I'm more in the mood. early morning. That's very relevant. Early morning for me. It's when the cortisol is up. It's when your oxytocin is up. I just had a dream about Viggo Mortensen. So I wake up and I'm much better to go. They say 60% of women and 63% of men have dated somebody whose sex drive was different from their own. The difference in the sexes' optimum moment for passion is revealed in a new survey of 2,300 people by sex toy brand Love Honey, which looked at couples' mismatched sex drives. All right, so men, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Now, when are men the least in the mood for sex? 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., probably because of the nightly evening news, and 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. You would think sports, or when, you know, sports were on, that would be. For women, 9 p.m. to 11 is a biggie, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., but don't even touch us 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. or 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. is probably the least. Now, you know, I'd like to evolutionarily evaluate this to see where it benefits us to have sex certain times of night. Look at it. If women are getting impregnated, right, you know, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., when they're supposed to sleep, they have more of a chance for that sperm to swim up and meet the egg in the fallopian tube. Whereas if I had sex 6 a.m., my day is half over by 7:45. I mean, I have such a busy day. And so nothing's going to go nowhere and nothing's going to happen. And for those of you that want even more intimate details, when we conceived both our kids, it was at night because I wanted to make sure those suckers swam and got to where they needed to go. I even gave them floaties. So, you know, it was, you know, I think that's what's going on. Now, what about men? Okay, when is it more important for men? Now, see, for men to be in the mood early morning, I don't know. Maybe it's because by then men haven't, you know, drunk alcohol. Maybe men have more healthier sperm early morning. Maybe it's because they've had time to build it up because they've been asleep and they haven't had a chance to, you know, lose a bunch of it, you know, by messing with it. I don't know. 1-877-DOCK-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do really do appreciate you listening. We know you have plenty of other choices out there, and the fact that you don't know about them makes me really, really grateful. So thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolly Show. My mom's supposed to have knee surgery tomorrow, so I may not be on air because I have to be at the hospital. I don't know. I guess it's a nice thing to do. I do not like waiting. You guys have waited for people, you know, having surgery. I would rather be in the surgery doing the surgery. In the olden days, you could do it. Whenever any of my family members had surgery, I was allowed to go in and watch and, you know, go, oh, what's that? Oh, that's cool. You know, that was awesome. Now, ever since the Joan Rivers fiasco, you can't. So I got to just sit there in the waiting room staring at the candy machine. And so that's not fun. I think she has to have a bilateral meniscectomy. You know, her cartilage is torn in both knees, probably because for years she was running, you know, chasing me to whoop my butt. And, you know, I always, when I was younger, I used to wish that, you know, she couldn't run after me, that something would happen to her, because, you know, I'd be really, really scared. I'm like, you know, oh, you know, dear God, you know, please let something happen so that, you know, she can't find me and whoop my butt. And it never happened. My mom was very, very strong. I mean, she could have been an Olympian, to be honest. And then, you know, and I mean, thank God, you know, God didn't answer my prayers on that. I still feel really guilty for doing that. But here we are now where I can clearly outrun her. Now she needs surgery. So that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. So you might as well follow me on Facebook, and you might as well still ask me medical questions there, because I'm just going to be sitting there playing my Candy Crush. Let's look at what happened in Nepal here. Apparently, I'm trying to look at the numbers right now in terms of the death toll. They say it's close to 5,200 at this point. They say 500,000 tents are urgently needed right now for the huge number of people forced from their homes by the earthquake. Apparently, there was some criticism of one of the hotels in the area, one of the luxury hotels in the area, because they were not opening up their hotel and letting people live there. Because, again, it's supposed to be, I guess, a high luxury hotel, and you know, they you know, people that paid high prices there, they wanted to give them the experience. But, you know, it's a natural disaster right now. You know, this is where everybody kind of steps up. They so far have 4,700 tents and 22,000 kind of tarps for those in need of shelter. And they are expecting they need about 100,000 more. I guess the quake has affected 8 million people across 39 districts. Right now, they say 21 helicopters, including 7 provided by India, were helping in the rescue and relief efforts. 866 people rescued by air, a little more than 1,000 rescued during transport. There's been, unfortunately, a lot of rain that has intensified a lot of the hardships that these Nepalese have been dealing with. 1.7 million children are now in urgent need of aid in the areas worst hit by the earthquake. And right now, UNICEF has launched a $50 million appeal to get help to them. They need supplies. The 7.8 magnitude earthquake was centered in the district of Gorkha. Unfortunately, 5,238 people have been confirmed dead, another 10,348 injured. In China and India, there have been 72 deaths and 25 deaths from the quake. 72 deaths in India, 25 from China. A lot of rain making things worse. And then on top of that, what sort of diseases, unfortunately, are going to be propagated because of lack of sanitary conditions? Keep in mind, we got the monsoon coming. According to CNN, there's been landslides, mudslides because of the rain, and an already destabilized terrain because of the earthquake. Two landslides were reported yesterday, and as many as 200 people have been feared missing. Now, one success story has been a quake survivor who was trapped in the rubble for 82 hours and who was kept alive by drinking his own urine. Rishi Kanal, 27 years old, had just finished lunch at a hotel in Kathmandu and had gone up to the second floor when all of a sudden everything started to move and fall apart. He was struck by falling masonry, they said, and trapped with his foot crushed under the rubble. He said, "I had some hope, but by yesterday I'd given up. My nails went all white and my lips cracked. I was sure no one was coming for me. I was certain I was going to die. He was already surrounded by dead people and a terrible smell. But he kept banging on the rubble all around him. And eventually, I guess, a French rescue team found him and extracted him after an operation that lasted hours." All right. He had been there for a total of 82 hours. So he kept banging against the rubble. He hadn't eaten. All he was able to drink was his own urine. We're not sure if he was a hotel employee or a guest. He says, "It feels good. I am thankful." I've been asked, "Can you drink your urine?" in a dire situation. We don't recommend drinking urine, just like we don't recommend seawater, because, sorry, I have to plug in. Sorry, I'm having a plug issue. See, I'm doing my own engineering. Check that out. All right. Yeah, it's a plug and a plug. You guys hear me better? We don't recommend drinking your own urine or seawater, et cetera, because of salt content. All right? You know, you're already dehydrated, so adding extra salts to your body doesn't help. True, urine has a lot of water. And we've heard of cases where that's how people stayed alive. They drank, you know, urine. And urine is not as salty as seawater. So that's probably why some people have been able to get away with it. But we don't recommend it because you're not drinking healthy fluid. You're drinking toxic fluid. There's also bacteria. A lot of people think urine is sterile. Urine also has bacteria. But, I mean, if you're at the point where you're dying of thirst, you know, how many people are going to say, nah, I don't want to, you know, overload on excess protein or, calcium that my kidneys are getting rid of, that could be unhealthy. You know, you're going to drink what you can. We also don't recommend drinking your blood. We don't recommend you cutting yourself and drinking your blood. Unfortunate survival situations, a lot of people end up drinking their urine. And in this particular case, for this gentleman, he lived. Most people can't live past a couple of days without fluids, without water. He was able to live 82 hours. Also, keep in mind that after a while, your body stops making urine. If you're dehydrated, your body stops making urine. So it's not something you could live on continuously. Sending prayers. For those of you that want to help, I would definitely suggest contacting the Red Cross going to the UNICEF website, UNICEF, to find out how we can help and send aid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're coming into fight weekend. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. I hope I'm not pronouncing that. Pacquiao? Yeah, Pacquiao. This is going to be one of the richest fights in history. They are going to be fighting in Las Vegas on May 2nd. 16,000 fans are going to be packed into the MGM Grand. This fight, they say, is worth $300 million. Already both of them are here working out. I met Mayweather before. Good guy. I think this is going to be a hell of a fight. I am really excited. I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in New York City, so I'm going to miss it. But honestly, I'm never at these fights. I can't afford the tickets. They say this fight is expected to earn at least $300 million, with Mayweather receiving $180 million. Pacquiao, I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it. Pacquiao, $120 million. The fight will attract a record amount of revenue from sponsorship, which will add another $13.2 million to the mega fight. There's already Takate has paid $5.6 million to become the official beer and lead ring mat sponsor. I was asked if I could be one of the girls in the bikinis. This was years ago for one of the fights. And I was like, are you kidding me? That's a joke, right? Really? Really? You guys would lose money if I were. Oh, man, look at that money. That's a lot of money for a fight. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. This is an interesting email that I want to read you guys. Graciela writes, Doctor, you've spoken about sports and injuries in high school. My son is begging me to let him play football, and I, too, come from a family who has had miserable injuries and disabilities that resulted from years of athletic trauma. Which sport is the safest? In terms of high school sports, All right. I mean, you know, you're safest on the bench. All right. But, you know, what good is that? Okay. I had thought that swimming would be the safest sport. So I put my kid in swimming. You know, they had injuries in baseball. They had injuries in soccer. They started to dislike taekwondo and karate. And so so I'm like, all right, fine. We'll do swimming. And hated it. One started to get allergies and itchiness from the pool water. They didn't like breathing in the chlorine. And they really wanted to play football. Right? They really did. And so we pulled them out of swimming, and we still didn't put them in football because I was nervous. Okay, and my husband, too. You know, everybody we've ever known, all our patients, et cetera, you know, multiple knee surgeries. So we put our kids into lacrosse. We figured, okay, they could kind of get the football feel, the hockey-type feel, without hopefully, you know, being, sacked. All right, but then we found out that they're getting their butts kicked in lacrosse also. All right, you know, those sticks, you know, in lacrosse, you hit each other with the stick. So you're sitting there getting smacked around, and you're getting floored, and you're getting tripped, and you're getting pummeled, I asked my son, I go, look, you know, what do you really, really want to do? He's like, Mom, I want to play football. And he goes to a high school, he goes to Bishop Gorman, and for those of you that are familiar with Las Vegas and high school football, Bishop Gorman has been national championships for multiple years in a row. And, you know, I'm like, I'm going to let you make the decision. If this is what you want, I'm going to support you. And he said, no, he didn't want to. He said, because somebody on my lacrosse team had to leave football because apparently he had an ACL tear and he couldn't play football again. And he's like, so Mom, no. I'm like, all right, you know what? It's your decision. I'm here for you. You tell me what you want. So then a couple days later, he comes back going, Mom, I want to at least try. And I go, you know what? I agree. If you want to try, it's all right. You know, we'll make it happen. So luckily, you know, even though it's not in season, he's starting to go to all the workouts, and he's starting to get into shape, and they're allowing him to join the JV team with his athletic abilities and his size and what he knows so far. So he's going to be on JV football this year, or as of now. And I came to that decision, because here you are, Graciela, with your son begging you to do football. I think my kids are going to resent me personally for a lot of things. Okay, it's my job to protect them. It's my job to make sure they don't get hit by a bus. It's my job to make sure they don't get into drugs. It's my job to make sure they don't get an STD. And you betcha, but I'm going to be there on the date, okay, passing out condoms, going, you know, or telling them, no, go home. So I feel like there's a lot of things I'm going to have control over. However, when it comes to athletics, all right, and I've let them try a bunch of different ones, and they've always wanted football, and I don't blame them. My grandfather and great uncles, and I mean, you know, I come from a football and soccer family. I don't blame them. And I'm going to let them do it. Now, also, luckily for me, my son would be probably a linebacker. You know, he has that sort of build, so he's not going to be an offense. But, you know, I mean, for a lot of these kids, you know, this is a dream come true. And having them excited about something like this with school, I think has a lot of merits. The other thing, too, is, you know, I was athletic, but I wasn't on a school team. I went to 12 different schools growing up, so I never was able to stick with a varsity sport or a JV sport because my folks kept moving. I went to two schools each year. So it was very difficult, and they said, no, don't join the team because we may be moving again. And it was really, really frustrating for me. But if I did join the team, it would be track. So I just worked out on my own, and here I am in my 40s needing knee surgery anyway. I'm going to need knee surgery. And I didn't play football. So one thing I've come to realize is, you know, all of us, God willing, you know, are going to be middle-aged one day, and we're going to look back and look at what we did and look at what we accomplished. And you know, when it comes to something like this, I just couldn't hold him back. Now, mind you, all right, there could be some real deep, deep injuries, severe injuries that could happen in football, especially the head trauma. And that's some scary stuff to think that you could be putting your kid, you know, into a line of, you know, repeat of concussive trauma to the head. I don't want my son to go through that. And I know, you know, say, well, you know, if it happens one time, I'll pull him out. No, you know how many parents say, if my kid gets hurt, I'm going to pull him out, and then they don't. They're like, well, you know, it's not going to happen again, or we don't want our kids to look like quitters, etc. So I would suggest this. This is something the kid really, really wants to do. All right. And, you know, talk to the coach. Let him get it out of his system. Let him see if he even likes the tryouts or the workouts, because those are tough. Those are really, really tough workouts. You really weed out a lot of the kids that don't belong there just by the workouts. All right. And I would say, if that's what he really, really wants to do, just make sure you have an orthopedist on speed dial, a family doc on speed dial. But, you know, kids before used to do things that would destroy their joints and hit their heads anyway. Kids would fall out of trees. My brother would fall off his bike, fall off his skateboard, get into fights at school, ram other kids. I think he ran into a car with his bike. So you aren't going to be able to stop all the trauma anyway. And so I almost look at this as your kid may actually be safer out there, right, with other football players than God knows where, rioting in Baltimore or doing drugs, you know, behind a 7-Eleven or whatnot, what kids are doing these days. And, I've actually been very, very happy with what's happened with my son and sports, because after school, I know where he is. I don't have to worry. I know where he is, and I know who's watching him. It is a football coach and a very, very strict, actually multiple strict football coaches. And then I pick him up. And so, I don't know. You know, you may actually look at that. There is more safety. In terms of which sport would be the most safe, I can't tell you if soccer is safer than football. Soccer, you don't get to wear a helmet. You know, and there's head trauma in soccer. You know, baseball, you got the rotator cuffs, you got the sliding, you got the back and the knee injuries, etc. You got balls that could be hitting you in the face. You know, you don't get to wear a helmet. Maybe there's an argument that football could be one of the safest because you're all padded up. Now, the one thing, though, I do have an issue with is my son yesterday told me that you're not supposed to wear a cup in football. I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, none of the kids wear a cup. I'm the only one. You're embarrassing me, Mom. I'm like, excuse me? You're supposed to wear a cup all the time. In fact, I want you wearing a cup when you go to math class, because I've seen your math teacher, and the math teacher could open up a can of whoop-butt. Okay? Just wear that cup. So I don't know where that came from, but if your kid comes home with something stupid like that, where you're not supposed to be wearing a cup in football, then my kid, he needs a good butt chewing with that one. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. No, badminton is not safe either. Badminton, I don't know, because, you know, people go crazy trying to hit the birdie. It's a birdie, right? Is that in badminton? And it's really misleading, because you have to hold it up, and then you got to hit the little red thing, and people hit each other with the rackets. Racquetball was my favorite sport, though. Racquetball, hands down. But boy, did you get hurt in racquetball. You'd be slammed against the wall. You'd fall. But the sound of racket of your shoes, you know, on the floor of the racquetball court, my absolute favorite. All right, guys, don't go away. We got the 10 most polluted cities in America. You'll be surprised who made the list. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.